I'm Rachel Tompa, and today I'll be talking to you about the slimy, salty world of California tide pools and what happened to their inhabitants in November 2007 when heavy fuel oil from the Costco Busan tanker ship spilled into the San Francisco Bay and slicked surrounding shores. Tide pools, otherwise known as the Rocky Intertidal, are very dynamic. Because of advancing and receding tides, conditions change dramatically across small spaces, from wet to dry, hot to cold, more salty to less salty. So the creatures that live there are very specialized to their tiny habitats. An animal that is happy living in one spot would not survive just a few inches further from the water. Pete Raimondi, marine biologist at the Long Marine Lab here in Santa Cruz, is part of a large team of researchers that carefully catalog tide pool critters along the Pacific coast from Alaska to Baja California. Having spent years on these surveys, Raimondi and his group are now experts on the Rocky Intertidal, and were called in to assess damages after the Costco Busan oil spill. If you've ever been to the ocean and gone out tide pooling on a weekend, looking for colorful starfish or scuttling crabs, well, that's basically Raimondi's career.
We sample everything that's out there. We sample from surf grass, which is low in the zone, to barnacles, which are high in the zone. We sample mussels, which are really common and important space holders. We sample abalone. We sample the giant owl limpet. We sample sea stars. Basically, if you see it out there, we sample it.
But Raimondi's job is not all starfish gazing. An important goal of his surveys is to get a baseline for tide pool ecosystems so that if a disaster wipes them out, scientists will know what went missing. In November 2007, just such a disaster hit. 54,000 gallons of oil spilled from the Costco Busan, a massive tanker ship, into the San Francisco Bay. Water currents carried the oil out of the bay into the Pacific Ocean. Nearly 70 miles of shoreline were hit by oil. Raimondi's group did surveys where the oil hit rocky shores to assess the damages to plants and animals there. This is important not only for scientific understanding, but for the local economy as well. Raimondi's data will help put a price tag on the total amount that Costco Busan's owners must pay to local governments.
We went out to most areas that had been oiled and a series of control sites. And there we did pretty much what we normally do, except we paid specific attention to oiling and monitoring the extent of oiling and the species associated with oiling, which we typically don't do because there's typically not oiling.
Raimondi's group got to spend lots of time up close and personal with the heavy fuel oil.
The oil looked very different depending upon when you got there. When it was fresh, it looked very much like wet, hot tar. It wasn't hot, but it was shiny and gooey. And over time, the oil becomes weathered. It becomes almost like hard tar or almost asphalt, even to the extent of having sand and pebbles embedded in it.
The oil from the Costco Busan spill didn't hit every shore in the area. Its impact was patchy. But even where tide pools got oiled, damages to the living creatures there were variable. Some species recover more slowly than others.
There are certain species that are really nailed by oiling, but they recover very quickly. And there are other species that are nailed by oiling and they recover very slowly. Mussels are a species that can be really affected by oiling and they recover very slowly. When a mussel bed's gone, it can take years, perhaps even a decade, to recover. Another species is Porphyra, which is a really common red algae that occurs on the shoreline, also gets really, really affected by oiling. But it's a weedy species, and almost as soon as it's gone, it will come back because it's just a weedy species. So there's very dramatic differences in the recovery time as well.
Even though the spill happened months ago, it will be a while before Raimondi can piece together all the damages to creatures in the Rocky Intertidal. Understanding the effects of oil on tide pool plants and animals is necessary both for restoration to the ecosystems and for informing reactions to future oil spills.
The long-term consequences of the oiling from Costco Busan on Rocky Intertidal systems are really not known at this point. And I say that not in the sense that they're unknowable, but in the sense that we haven't had enough time to look at the damage. And that's one of the things that we'll be doing over the next year is to go back to sites that we initially visited immediately after the oil spill and to take a look and see whether there were subsequent effects that we didn't initially capture. But at this point, we really don't know. It could be anything from almost nothing, literally, to quite grave.
After spending years surveying the Rocky Intertidal, Raimondi is sure of one thing, that oil spills will continue to happen. If we have any hope of saving oil slick tide pools and their denizens, we have to understand them first. For Science Notes, I'm Rachel Tompa.